Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Pahirapan pa rin po ang renta o ang pagrerenta ng matitirang bahay sa lahat po ng capital cities at mga pangunahing rehiyon sa bansa, at higit po na apektado ang mga Australianong nakaasa sa income support. Sa bagong ulat po ng housing advocacy group na Everybody's Home, nanawagan sila ng mabilisang reforma at inilatag ang mga isyu na dala ng pagmahal ng renta at mga no grounds eviction. Narito ang ulat ni Hannah Kwon na ating isinalin sa Wikang Filipino. Dahil sa pagmahal ng renta ay napilitan si Caitlin na nakaasa sa disability support pension na magpalipat-lipat ng bahay.
There's so much trauma that comes with living in housing insecurity for so long that it usually triggers like an extreme trauma response for me every time.
Sa edad na 38 taong gulang, sinabi niya na maaring magrerenta na lang siya habang buhay.
This last move cost me $2,500 because being physically disabled, I just can't do a lot of the moving labor myself, so I have to pay people. And that's even with friends helping.
Katulad ni Caitlin, maraming mga Australiano na nakaasa sa Commonwealth Rent Assistance o tumatanggap ng minimum wage ay dumadaan sa matinding stress ng pagrerenta. Ayon sa Everybody's Home spokeswoman na si May Azize, ganito pa rin ang estado kahit nagkaroon na ng pagbabago sa indexation nitong ika-20 ng Setyembre, kung saan nakita ang pagtaas ng aged pension, job seeker at disability pension.
What we found is that across Australia, there is practically no region of the country where a person on a low income can afford to pay the rent. If you're on JobSeeker in a capital city, the average unit rent is 124% of your income, so you really can't afford to rent. If you're on the age pension or the disability support pension, it's 90% of your income. If you're working full time and you're on the minimum wage, it's 80% of your income. So what we're seeing is that the housing crisis, we've seen it climb up the income ladder in the past couple of years, but we're still seeing that it's the people on the very lowest incomes who are missing out the most.
Pinangungunahan din ng grupo ang pambansang kampanya upang tugunan ang housing affordability sa bansa. Ayon sa kanilang pinakabagong ulat na Priced Out, batay sa renta ng mga capital city, ang mga tumatanggap ng minimum wage ay may maitatabi lamang na $25 kada araw matapos bayaran ng renta. Habang ang mga nakaasa naman sa age pension and disability support pension ay may $8 kada araw. Habang ang umaasa sa job seeker ay wala nang maitatabi at mangangailangan pang mag-abono ng mahigit $100. Samantala, sa labas ng mga malalaking syudad, ilan sa mga mahal ang renta ay sa Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Wollongong at sa Northern Western Australia. Marami sa mga nakaasa sa Centrelink o nakakatanggap ng minimum wage sa mga lugar na nabanggit ay kailangang gastusin ang kalahati ng kanilang sweldo sa renta. Ayon sa Anti-Poverty Center spokeswoman na si Christine O'Connell, pamilyar sa kanya ang ganitong sitwasyon.
We know that welfare recipients have been struggling in the private rental market for a long time, and we've also seen that get severely worse over the last year or two. And at this point, a lot of people are breaking and ending up without a home at all because of how bad things have gotten.
Ayon sa mga advocates, kailangang tugunan ang issue sa pamamagitan ng pagtaas ng antas ng income support payment, kasabay ang proteksyon para sa mga nagrerenta, reforma sa buwis at mas maraming social housing. Ito ang pahayag ni Harry Millward, General Secretary ng Renters and Housing Union.
Raising welfare to a livable amount would be a great start in reducing the cost of living crisis. I think that we would like to see public housing built until or acquired until there is no more need for it. As long as there are people on that public housing waiting list, that's a problem. I think that recognizing housing as a human right, the need for shelter, the need to survive, is a human right.
Dagdag ni Ginoong Millward, may iba pang mga dapat isaalang-alang.
I think that Everybody's Home have the broad strokes right. There's a lot that we would agree with on the issue. I think that they perhaps are too eager to accept community housing as a replacement for public housing. Public housing is more affordable and has more protections for people. It has longer leases.
Sinabi ng pamahalaang federal na nais itong suportahan ang pagtatayo ng mahigit 13,000 bahay sa pamamagitan ng Housing Australia Future Fund na inanunsyo nitong 16 ng Setyembre. Ngunit ayon sa punong ministro, nagkaroon ng issue sa proyekto dahil sa mga larong politika.
What the Greens are doing is that they defer votes on things. What that's done is defer the rollout of public housing, which we need. We announced 13,700 in the first installment last Monday. They could have been built. People could have been living in them now, except for this game playing that went on.
Ayon naman si Green Senator na si Nick McKim, kailangan makipagtulungan ang Labor sa kanila upang masiguro na ang kanilang legislasyon ay hindi magpapamahal sa mga bahay.
Housing affordability has never been worse in Australia. Labor's legislation will actually make it worse again. We can't negotiate with ourselves. Labor should sit down with us and work through a solution to the housing crisis.
At para naman sa katulad ni Caitlin, tila matatagalan pa ang inaasahang reforma.
The rent increases need to be frozen immediately. Like, the government needs to freeze rent increases. The rent keeps increasing while the quality of the housing that I'm living in has not increased. So I'm not living in a better place than I was 6 months ago, and I'm not, like, you know, my housemates aren't either. There's so many amenities that didn't come with the rental. It's not like anything has improved. Repairs get ignored, maintenance requests get ignored, but the rent keeps going up. And that's not fair.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.